Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanz. This is episode 108, season 5. And today's date is February 27th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. I have a very interesting show coming up. I will talk about this week's posts on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. And also, I will talk about a TV news anchor, Ron Hunter. He was in the 70s. He was only in Chicago for about 2 or 3 years, but he was very memorable at the time. And a lot of people have forgotten about him, but some people still have remember him. And he had a very interesting life. And I will discuss that. But right now, the program will go into commercial. And this program is brought to you by Arison Furniture Company. And here's a commercial from 1985. And beware, this commercial jingle is very catchy. Forewarned people before about this on classic Chicago commercials. So this one is a real doozy. Okay, and so here we go.
Aronson makes your dreams possible with selection, savings, and convenient terms. We're featuring great values on appliances from Admiral. A 15-cubic-foot double-door refrigerator for just $479, or a family-size automatic washer for just $299. Big savings on Admiral appliances now at Aronson.
Great furniture and appliances. Better buys, you get more for your money.
Aronson
Furniture.
Home of the credit connection.
Aronson.
Thursday night at...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Aronson Furniture. They had about five, six locations in the Chicago area. I will, according to this commercial I found on YouTube, the locations was 1379 North Milwaukee, 5657 West Belmont Avenue, their north side, northwest side, that is. On the south side, it was 4630 South Ashland. I remember that store. I think that was the main one, the big one. Also, 2301 West 95th Street. That's in the Beverly area. And also 3401 West 47th Street. I think that's Brighton Park, I believe. I could be wrong. So I remember, I never bought furniture there. I remember the commercials and, like I said previously, the catchy commercials. So another furniture store went bye-bye. Just like Harlem Furniture, Nelson Brothers, Bay Furniture, you know, Tensempkin. Do you remember that? You know, and many others. Many others. And so that's nice going down memory lane. Talk about that. Okay. Before I get started, I want to mention one thing. Today is the four-month anniversary of me being cancer-free. I was declared cancer-free on October 27, 2021. So far, it's been going well. I've had health issues, not because of that. It's some strange side effects. You know, taking the medicine and all that. Oh, it's awful. You know, I'm done with one thing, with the bathroom issue, but now I got a new one. It's gas. It's awful. You know, and I have no appetite for some reason. I don't eat much. So it's weird. I'm a little concerned. Maybe I should call a nurse. Or maybe I just don't want to eat anymore. We'll see. Okay. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned that I'm going to talk about this week's post on my social media accounts, Vanished Chicagoland, and also talk about Ron Hunter. He was the TV anchorman on WMAQ TV Channel 5, which was News Center 5 at the time. So I'll talk about him last, but first I will talk about the posts that I posted this week. my social media accounts. And the first one was I found a children's menu for Marshall Field's department store. And I looked at this menu. The funny thing about it is they didn't have soda. They didn't have soft drinks. They had milk, you know, or like that milkshakes. No soda. You know, not like today. When you go anywhere, they'll always have Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Fanta, whatever, you know, whatever comes to mind. But not at that time, you know. I guess we were healthier then. But it was it's a cute little menu. You can find it on my page. Next up, I posted something. It was another type of Salerno cookie. This was called Hippodrome. A lot of people don't remember it, but I kind of do. It sounds vaguely familiar. Someone said it had marshmallow in it and jelly. I could be wrong, but it sounded pretty good. And it was around since the beginning. I think they stopped making it even before when all the other kinds of Salerno cookies stopped. You know, like, for example, Salerno butter cookies are still made. Not in Chicago. They changed the formula, so it's not really how it was when we were little. I could tell. And also, one of my two favorite cookies from Salerno was Bonnie Shortbread. I love those. They're like Lerner Dunes from Nabisco. And also the other one was Royal Stripes, which is, Keebler makes those. That's the other stripe cookies. I can't think of what they're called. Fudge Stripes, that's what it is. But Royal Stripes were awesome. Oh, I love them. I wish they were back. And okay, the next post, this was interesting. You know, on Tuesday, the date was February 22nd, 2022. And you had 2-2-2-2-2-2. It's like the old joke from the Three Stooges, you know, when somebody called and said, "Can you connect me to 2222?" And Mo Howard said, "What are you 2222? What do you think you do? Play trains?" There was also another Three Stooges short with Shemp, and he tried to contact all the women that, you know, because he just inherited a lot of money, and he's trying to find a wife, so he inherited the money. So he's calling all his girlfriends, and then the phone number he dialed was Susquehanna 2222. I posted it on my profile, you know, my page on Facebook. It's hilarious. Anyway, the 222 for this post was a laundry detergent. It was called Blue Laundry Detergent. It was 222. I thought it was kind of cute. They also made oven cleaner. I remember that. And I don't know when they stopped making it. Probably in the 50s or 60s. They just discontinued. That's bizarre. It really is. Okay. Anyway, next up. I put something for Sears department store. Well, Sears is still around, sort of, but not department stores. But I posted a photo of a service van, you know, with that green one that, you know, you would call in, they would fix your washing machine, your oven, you know, any camera appliance. And I thought it was kind of cool, you know, and I found that and it was beautiful. I remember those when I was little and it's gorgeous, but they do have service vans, but you know, they're separate and I don't know if they have the good service, but back then it was top-notch. It was wonderful. Okay. Next up, this post, I posted that a few days ago. It was Rose Records. Now, this store was located on Wabash Avenue. I think the address was 214. And they had other locations. I remember one in one on North Ashland Avenue on the north side. That was a big one. But I did go to Rose Records downtown. I remember once or twice. This particular photo has people lined up for maybe for concert tickets or a celebrity signing albums. You know, you don't do that anymore. It's kind of a shame. The last time I saw something like that, I don't remember, people remember Virgin Stores that was on North Michigan Avenue. And it was, I love that story. It was big, you know, and she was, they hit everything. And I remember Cher was there and she did a signing and I saw her not very close. I wanted to, you know, buy something and she could sign it for me, but I was too chicken. I didn't want to do it, but there were too many people. Anyway, Rose Records from this on the Wabash location, the Wabash Avenue location. When I posted that, a lot of people remembered it and they loved that store. They had everything, you know, and I think Tower Records took over when Rose Records went out of business. I believe so. I'm not exactly sure, but it was a great store. You know, you buy albums, cassettes, 8-track, CDs like that. I still have a CD collection. I do. And I heard it making a comeback in a way, you know, because vinyl came back. You know, a lot of people like that. And I miss that. You know, a lot of people do. Now you get everything. It's digital now. You download it on your computer from Apple Music or any source. You know, not the same. The physical stuff is the best. It really is. Okay. Next up, I posted about the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse Theater. That was located at 5620 South Harlem Avenue in Summit, Illinois. And according to most people, it was wonderful. They put on some great shows, plays, musicals, top-notch talent. And I never went there. I passed by a couple of times. It's too bad they went out of business. I think they went out of business probably early 2000s, I believe. And Ray Rayner performed there. Yeah, he was in, I don't remember what play, but he was phenomenal. He was according to some people, he was a good actor and sang too. And he tore that down, but now it's a Portillo's. How times change. So if you go to Portillo's and you're in the drive-thru, you get yourself the famous chocolate cake, the Candlelight Forum Theater was there. Isn't that something? Yeah. Okay, next up I have is the County Seat Jeans Store that sold Levi's jeans. I think there was one in Fort City. I think it was. I'm trying to remember. I know Just Pants was there. It was on Peacock Alley in the lower level of the mall at Fort City in Chicago. And their famous slogan, and then I found a plastic bag, I posted it, and the famous jingle, the song, was Direct Your Feet to the County Seat. I remember that. I remember the commercials. So I think you can find them on YouTube. You know, if you want to walk down memory lane to hear that. Yeah, I bought my first jeans, probably not at a store, probably Just Jeans or any other, other stores that sold them at Fort City. I think like Montgomery Ward or JCPenney, something like that. And I think there was a jean store downstairs, another one, you know, could be that. Not Just Pants, but another one. Next up, I found something very unusual. It's a motor oil can, but this is from Topps Discount Stores. And that discount store, that started in the, I don't know, probably late 50s, early 60s. And it was like Shopper's World. There were a lot of them opening, like Turnstile, Zare. But Topps, they had a few locations in Chicago. I think there was one on 79th and Cicero. It was in Burbank, Illinois. I think it was Oak Lawn. I don't know, because Burbank became Burbank in 1970, something like that. I never went to the store, but there was one in Rolling Meadows, and I think one in Chicago Heights, Illinois. And people remembered it. And from what I gather, a lot of people comment they remember buying their toys there or their Beatles albums, you know, just like EJ Corvettes on 87 and Cicero. And Topps didn't last long. Not really. I think it's went out of business in the 1970s. According to some legends, there were a couple of stores that got caught on fire, you know, deliberately. I don't know. I'm not sure. Coincidence, maybe. So that's an interesting store to talk about. Next up, we have I have a photo of Rand McNally Map Store. This one was located on 124 West Monroe Street, but I went to the one on North Michigan Avenue. I think it's right near the Wrigley Building. Me and my brother, when he lived in Chicago at the time, because he is a geography instructor at a college now in California. He loves geography. I like it too, but he likes it more than ever. Loves maps, loves that. He's got a passion for that. And he went shopping there a lot in 1982. I loved it. There were had globes, maps, charts, all kinds of wonderful things. The company is still in business. I think it's headquartered in Skokie, but they don't have stores anymore because people don't use maps anymore. They use their phones. You know, Google Maps, MapQuest. According to some people, it's not accurate. They may be right. But you know, for a map, a physical map you have in your hand, always reliable. Always reliable. And I miss that store. It was kind of cool. Okay. And then... So that's it for most of the posts. Every Saturday I post about Creature Features. So I have ads of that because I love the show, you know, and they had some great movies. So yesterday was a 1959 movie called The Beast from the Haunted Cave. I never saw it, but according to the plot, there were some people, they were escaped. I think they were criminals and they hid in a cave and there was some spider monster there. And, like that. So, you know, their library was expanded, you know, on Creature Features on WGN Channel 9. Interesting. Anyway, so the second type I will talk about is Ron Hunter. And he was a TV anchorman on WMAQ TV Channel 5. I remember watching him. Let's see, he was there from, I think, like 75 to 78, 76, around there. And that was at the time that Channel 5 News changed to News Center 5. And I remember, I'm trying to remember the other people that worked there. There was Jerry Taft, Jim Tillman, they both did the weather. There was Jane Pauley, you know, went on a Today Show. I'm trying to think what else. And people, if you remember Don Craig, he was a news anchor. I think he went to Channel 2 later. Let's see. And, of course, Ron Hunter worked with Maury Povich. And Maury Povich did work on WMAQ TV. He did the news for a little while. He has a show now. He has Maury. It's on Channel 9. A very weird show. I don't know. Won't go into that. So getting back to Ron Hunter... he had a very interesting life, and he also had his own TV show during that time. It was called Ron Hunter Today. I caught a clip of that on YouTube. There's about 3 or 4 episodes of it. I watched a little bit over probably yesterday. Yeah, I watched that. And I'm laughing because in the beginning of the show, it reminds me of the Mary Tyler Moore show. The Mary Tyler Moore show. You know, when you see Mary driving, she's arriving in Minneapolis. She's walking around the stores, you know, going to the grocery store, shopping, you know, and that's what reminded me of this show. It's kind of funny like that. And so Ron Hunter, I'll give you his biography. And he was born in Bogalusa, Louisiana. And His first TV station was in Buffalo, New York. And then he moved to Chicago. I probably got a better deal, I would imagine. And then he was only there until 1978. And then he went to other TV stations. There was in Miami, in Philadelphia. And then he returned to his home state of Louisiana. He worked in New Orleans. You know, that's where he got his start. And according to some people, he was compared to Ted Baxter, who played, you know, Ted Knight played him on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. But I don't know, because, you know, the character, he was a buffoon on the, but to me, Ron Hunter didn't seem that to me on television. He seemed okay, but not according to critics and other people. And according to most people, he was kind of egotistical, full of himself, and very vain, you know. And you remember seeing his hair, the 1970s hair, you know, it was like stuck. It was like a lot of hair. He probably used a lot of Aquanet. I don't know. Aquanet, excuse me. And he seemed like a nice guy, you know. And like I said before, he had his own TV show, Ron Hunter Today. I think it aired like at after midnight. You know, I remember seeing once that. And then, like I mentioned before, it's on YouTube. You can catch a few episodes. I thought he was pretty good. I found it very entertaining. You know, there was nothing wrong with that. Anyway, so he was only there until 1978, and then he was in the news later on in the 90s, and he got a radio show, and his wife at the time called, and they were having marital problems, and then he knew it was her. She didn't say, I don't think she mentioned her name, so it was bizarre, and she was complaining, my marriage is in shambles. I, you know, and tragically, she was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And, you know, they, you know, fingers pointed to him that he killed her, but no, it wasn't true, you know. And they did an autopsy and she, you know, she killed herself. And he had two children. And then immediately after that, you know, while the investigation winded down, you know, he got fired from the radio show. And then he worked at other jobs and all that. And then he died. And then he retired from the business in 1998. You know, and he passed away June 20th. And then he passed away 2008. And I remember reading about that, you know, he lived in Las Vegas and probably most of his retired life, which is sad. It really is. On the movie Anchorman from 2004, where Will Ferrell, who plays Ron Burgundy, some people say that's based on him, but according to some sources, that's from another newscaster from San Diego. I can't think of his name. So some people say it was from Ron Hunter, and because this was set in the 70s, you know, with the plaid suits and the blow-dried hair and the goofy sunglasses and all that. I love the movie. It's hilarious. I never seen the sequel. I saw it once, and they may be right. It might be based on him and other newscasters at the time, you know. It's that rigid look. So, you know. But according to some colleagues that worked on Channel 5, most of them, they didn't get along with him, which is because he was, like I said, very pompous. And it's a shame because, and then, but they did, I found out one thing when he was in trouble, he got arrested for, he broke into his neighbor's house and he stole some food. I guess he was desperate because I think he was short on money. So, but he pleaded guilty. The charges were dropped, and it was fine. So he landed back on his feet, and God for that. But it was desperate. He was desperate. He really was. But they set up a fund. Some former colleagues of WAQ, Channel 5, did that. Others, you know, they'd rather forget about him. But to me, he was seemed like a nice man. Yeah, he did the news. I was a little kid then. I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. So, you know, that's sad. They're really sad. They should make a movie about him. It'd be very interesting, you know. But I know they made the Anchorman, but it should be about Ron Hunter. Okay. So that'll be all for today. Thank you for joining me on this lovely episode about, I talked about my posts on my social media accounts on Vanished Chicagoland. And also I talked about Ron Hunter. You know, the late Ryan Hunter, who was on New Center 5 in the 1970s. And I don't know if I'll do another podcast Tuesday. I have some errands to do, so I doubt it. So I'll probably have another one next weekend. We'll see. So everything's going well. So thank you for joining me. And this, I'm your host, Pete Castanos of Vanishing Outland Stories. And right now we're going to have a little traveling music from Ray Rayner. So take it away, Ray. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.